I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in for the Book Club at 91.7 on this Saturday morning. Glad to have you along. This is National Novel Writing Month. The month of November is your chance to finally crank out that book. Yeah, there's lots of encouragement happening at local libraries and bookstores, all as part of National Novel Writing Month here in November. And the man who founded the effort, Chris Beatty, is on the phone with me to talk about No Plot, No Problem, a low-stress, high-velocity guide to writing a novel in 30 days. Welcome to the Book Club at 91.7, Chris.
It's great to be here, Mark. Thank you.
I laughed out loud. I read passages to my wife when I picked up No Plot, No Problem, and I have to say the story of how National Novel Writing Month came about is a hoot. Can you share that origin story with us, please?
You bet. So this goes back to the distant year of 1999, which I was 26 years old, living here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And, you know, I just sort of had this idea that it would be great to write a novel. I was terrified about how to do that. I had always loved reading revered authors, had no clue whatsoever on how to write a novel. So I got a group of friends together, and we all agreed we were going to write these 50,000-word novels from scratch in a month. I am blessed with a group of friends who says yes to clearly bad ideas. So we just picked a month, and we wrote together. And I think that was sort of the saving grace for us. Is, again, we just didn't know how to do it, and so we decided we were going to do this together at a coffee shop after work, and it just ended up being so much more fun than we expected. And, you know, the books that we ended up writing that year, you know, they were not great books, but they were definitely promising. I mean, they were reasonably unhorrible first drafts of novels. And I kind of felt like if I can do this and my friends can do this, then everybody can do this. And so that was the start of National Novel Writing Month. And I put up a website the next year, and it grew from 21 people to 140, and then just kept rolling to 5,000 the next year, then 14,000. And this year there are probably about 400,000 people in 30 countries toiling away on their month-long masterworks.
And you define a novel as 50,000 words of fiction.
Exactly, right. Which that was scientifically assessed by me grabbing the absolute shortest novel on my bookshelf and counting the words, where, you know, 50,000 words is definitely a short novel. And when you revise it, you'll likely end up adding anywhere from, you know, 25,000 to 50,000 more words. But it's enough that you can get a really great beginning, middle, and end down on paper.
I have to say, when I was reading No Plot, No Problem, I came across the page that says, what does 50,000 words look like? And was very surprised at the list of novels that you include, because many are very familiar and favorites of mine. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, Lord of the Flies by William Golding, The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton, all favorites of mine, and all clocking in at about 50,000 words.
I mean, you really can tell a pretty great, compelling story in 50,000 words.
It took me a moment to figure it out, but you have advice from a number of folks who have participated in NaNoWriMo, who have been winners. And by winners, you mean someone who's completed those 50,000 words, right?
Exactly. It's a strange sort of writing contest where, you know, most writing contests are built around a prize, that the best written manuscript will get a consult with an agent, or will get an introduction to an editor, or will get billions of dollars, one of those things. But National Novel Writing Month, everybody who writes 50,000 words or more and validates their novel using our team of word-counting robots that we have built into the website, you get a PDF of a winner certificate, which you have to download and then write your own name on. So it's not really for fame or fortune, but we will have probably about 40,000 winners this year. And for those people, the prize is really the manuscript itself and the experience of having this, like, great, fun, adventuresome month, just sort of getting one of these many great novel ideas that I think we all have down on paper.
Chris Beatty is the author of No Plot, No Problem, a low-stress, high-velocity guide to writing a novel in 30 days. He is the founder of National Novel Writing Month, which is this month, the month of November. Lots of activities at local bookstores and libraries. Inquire there about National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo, as it's known in shorthand. And Chris, you talked about, you know, this rush, and you have in the book the secret tool that writers can use to make that 50,000 words happen in 30 days, the deadline.
Absolutely. Right. Well, we get deadlines every place in our life that we do not want them, right? Like work, you know, getting our taxes in on time, all these things. But in the places where we really need them, which are these sort of optional, fun, creative projects, they're nowhere to be found. Really, the only way you can get one is by signing up for a class so that you have some structure. So one of the things that National Novel Writing Month, I think, provides that's the sort of secret to success is you finally have this deadline. You know, it's a novel is something that you could work on for decades. You know, there's really no end line. So it's nice to have that kind of structure that you say, okay, I'm going to start the month at zero, I'm going to end it at 50,000 words. And I think that that helps people also prioritize their book in a way that they normally wouldn't. I mean, writing always falls to the bottom of our to-do list, right? Even for people that are really passionate about writing, it's hard to make it a priority if you're not getting paid for it. And we may never get paid for it. So the question, though, is, so how do you finish anything? And that's where I think that the deadline comes in. There's just something about the human imagination that it works so well under deadline, and when it doesn't have a deadline, it likes to just sit on the couch, eat Doritos, and watch TV.
Well, you do say in the book, among your lessons learned early on, being busy is good for your writing. Don't try to say, I'm going to take a whole month off and not do anything. You say that added pressure is kind of helpful for the creative process.
Right. I mean, we all have been in that kind of frenzy of activity, right, where we have too many things to do, and somehow we get them all done, right? I think that work does expand to fill the time allotted to it, and this is one of the great things. We've had more and more professional novelists come to National Novel Writing Month and take part, and it's been really wonderful. And for them, you know, the lesson that they've learned is they say, oh, my gosh, I used to give myself a year to write this first draft, but I'm finding that I am writing the same quality in a month as I was in a year, because the truth about novels really is that the first draft, no matter how talented you are, how great your idea is going to be flawed. It'll, you know, there will be beautiful, promising, wonderful, exciting, interesting parts, and then there will just be parts that aren't quite working. And this happens for everybody. And the most important thing is just to focus on keeping your momentum up, getting that beginning and middle and end down, and knowing that you can go back and fix the parts that aren't working and revision. And so that's one of the big lessons that I have learned. You know, I had thought that books, novels, that they just sort of tumbled out perfectly intact, golden, singing from these authors' heads. But it turns out everybody wrestles with this kind of, it's almost like you're a potter. But the first step in creating some beautiful piece of pottery is getting the clay. And in some ways, the first draft really is just, you're just getting this clay that you can later mold and shape into that exquisite coffee mug that everybody needs.
Here in Cincinnati, we have the Books by the Banks Book Festival, Cincinnati, USA Book Festival. And John Scalzi was there this year with his novel Lock-In. I had the honor of being the moderator at his address, but I didn't know until I just saw yesterday, I think, on the Books by the Banks Facebook page that Scalzi wrote Lock-In during National Novel Writing Month. So there's an established novelist who used that deadline to his good.
Exactly. And I never would have dreamed in 1999 that it would grow the way it has, and that we would have so many success stories. I mean, I think we, good grief, at this point I think we've had 10 New York Times bestsellers that have started as National Novel Writing Month manuscripts. Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen is one, which was made into a big Hollywood movie. The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern.
Ooh, good book.
You know, great books. And, you know, all of these started out as National Novel Writing Month manuscripts.
Hey, but you do say in the book that you shouldn't build on an old book. People who write already, don't bring a novel you've been working on there to tack on. You really want to come up with new ideas and have that fresh slate to work with.
Right. And I think that ties into this inner critic that we all drag along with us on all of our creative writing activities. And No Plot, No Problem actually has a button in the middle of the book that you can press where a team of inner critic specialists will come out from the spine of the book, grab your inner critic by the scruff of its neck, and put it in a kennel for 30 days. So that's one of the many things that you get with No Problem is this powerful button. But when you have this existing manuscript that you've already put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into, it's just really hard to look at it with this set of anything goes, spontaneous, lowered expectations, which I think is really key to writing well, is not tripping yourself up with all of that sort of second-guessing, is this as good as it used to be, all those questions that I think can kind of slow us down in this fun first draft phase. So people do, though, bring existing novels in and they make it through. It's just a lot more difficult because you are constantly comparing the new text against the old.
In No Plot, No Problem, you do address the title of the book, because that is one thing I know that has been a stumbling block. Oh, I could write about this, I could write about that. But you talk about characters, you talk about settings, and you talk about the plot, and you kind of say, as the bumper sticker says, plot happens.
It really does, and I need that bumper sticker. I think that the human imagination is just this very reliable plot forge that we have spent so much of our life, you know, telling stories. And there really is this kind of deep world of inspirations that live within us that we do not realize are there, that we will see in action when you kind of just start writing. If you start writing and keep writing, I do think that stories tend to develop. That said, I really encourage people to spend, you know, however long feels comfortable for them leading up to National Novel Writing Month, doing any of the research or the plot outlining. I think some brains just are able to feel looser and more spontaneous by having an outline. That kind of liberates them. So we kind of have two groups of people that take part in National Novel Writing Month. There are the planners, and those are the people that are kind of creating extensive backstories for their characters and doing collages and casting actors in the roles. And then there are the pantsers, and those are the people that write by the seat of their pants, who may start with just kind of a voice and just follow that. And both ways, I think, are really wonderful, and it really just depends on how you write best.
Well, I guess it's different for each individual, but in your 15 years of experience with National Novel Writing Month, what is that one kernel, the one kind of golden key that's helped you as a writer the most?
Well, the one thing that I would really recommend people do before they start is make a list. And that list is a list of the things they love in other people's novels. And this sounds kind of counterintuitive and weird, but the truth is that when we get that list down on paper, whether it's, you know, books set in workplaces or cliffhanger chapter endings or first-person narration, that list of things we love to read are the things that we will wield well as writers and the things that we would do well to put in our stories. And when people make that list, they kind of look at it and they realize, oh, you know, there are a lot of great ideas in here. You know, you can kind of see the shape of your novel before you begin. So that's the one tip that I would give people before they start, if they're not going to do any research, is to go ahead and make the list of things that they really love to read in novels, because those are the things that they can base their entire novel around.
And you call that Magna Carta 1, and then you also suggest following it up, if you want to, with Magna Carta 2, which is everything you don't like in a novel.
Kind of bore or depress you in novels, which is another important list, because I think when we all have this sense of kind of bookishness, that books, when we write a book, that there should be these kind of emotional moments, right? And what I tend to do anyway, I like funny books, I like kind of light books, but I do want them to have these significant heartwarming moments of gravitas. And so as a result, I tend to reach for these things that I don't actually like to read. So having characters suddenly get very sick, or these kind of way overbalanced, kind of overwrought, to me, emotional moods that just don't fit with my writing style. But I seem to want to grab them just to kind of make the book more resonant or more heartfelt or something. So I think it's important to remember the things that you love. And when you're writing a book, to know you should kind of check all these ideas that you're going to have. And you're going to have thousands of ideas. They're just going to be pouring in. And always ask yourself, is this something that I would want to read? Because as long as you're writing something that you'd want to read, you're golden.
It's a great guide to four exciting weeks of hardcore noveling. It has pep talks, strategies, exercises, and so much more. Sage tips and advice from NaNoWriMo winners in the past, and some great fun for the future. It's No Plot, No Problem, a low-stress, high-velocity guide to writing a novel in 30 days. Chris Beatty is the author and founder of National Novel Writing Month, which is November. You have 1 month to write 50,000 words. Make it happen, live that deadline, and check out all the activities for NaNoWriMo all around the Cincinnati area at bookstores and libraries. You can learn more at our website, wvxu.org. Chris, thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for the wisdom. And I can't wait to sit down and write those 50,000 words.
The world needs your novel, Mark. Get started.
Thanks.
What book did you read as a child that left a lasting impression? That's the question we're asking Book Club listeners to answer this month. Share the story of your favorite childhood book. Call 513-352-9188 and leave a voicemail. That's the Book Club at 91.7 Hotline, 352-9188. To answer the question, what book did you read as a child that left a lasting impression? Thanks.